Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, you have been telling us for years and years and years you are anti these ancestry tests. You don't trust the government.
No.
You want to know where your chromosomes are.
No, I don't. Abby, I have always been adamant for years that I am not spitting in a cup and giving anybody my DNA because I don't know what other, like, I don't know what the government's going to do with it. And all these articles came out that said something about they were using DNA and doing, I don't know if they were doing nefarious things with it, but it wasn't staying where you thought it was.
I assure you, if they get my spit, they are not cloning this. you guys have more of a concern.
What did you think they were going to do with it?
Here's the thing, Tommy. I ain't a scientist.
I don't know
what the possibilities are that they can do with it, but I don't want anybody having it besides me.
Whatever they do would probably be an improvement.
And I can assure you, if your sentence is, I ain't a scientist, it's already assumed.
Google Henrietta Lacks. I mean, yes. In hindsight, if I were Kristen listening, I wish I had not done this.
Really?
I wish I could take it back because my DNA's out there, and all it takes is one shady subdivision some company to clone you and then do experiments on or whatever. Like, the most personal information about myself is now in the hands of someone else.
And Cassie's so right. You have to Google Henrietta Lacks. That story is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Her family has every reason to be outraged with the way they used and abused that woman's DNA.
Can you give us like a 30-second version of that? Now you got me all like...
It has to do with like cancer research and cells, but her DNA was like used without permission from the family and kept like, it's like the longest living human line of cancer cells or something like that. But there's a whole movie. The movie is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, right. And you can watch it. But it is scary what they can do with your DNA, and then you don't know how the landscape is going to change moving forward. I just think it's something that some of us were a little too like, ooh, take my DNA. I want to find out about myself, not thinking through the potential future ramifications.
So anyway, that's always been my stance.
You think the next Clone Wars movie is going to be starring you? Just a bunch of Kristens?
Just a bunch of little men. So I don't know what they're going to do with it, but I'm not going to give them an opportunity.
I don't even like the people that I know on my family tree. So why would I research people on my family tree, which is so consistently crappy?
But I think there's an even deeper reason as to why I'm so vehemently opposed to doing any type of ancestry testing, 23andMe, whatever other ones are out there. Because I just had another friend, this is not the first one, this is the second one, to find out they had a half-sibling they didn't know about. Right? So, and I mean, we're talking about, like, we're in our 40s, did not find out until now that their dad had a relationship with somebody else and they have a half-sibling.
That would be jarring.
It would be very jarring.
Especially, you know your dad. If I got that info, it wouldn't shock me at all with my dad. But with your dad, it would be shocking.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't know what he did when he was deployed for two tours in Vietnam. I don't know if I have like a half sibling over there, potentially. It's highly plausible with the amount of drugs he was doing. and then he was married prior to my mom. And I really don't know anything about that relationship or anything about her. So, you know, like the 60s and 70s were all about that free love, man. And my dad was a handsome dude and he was a partier. And like I said, he did a lot of drugs. So I honestly am so afraid that if I did that, I would find a half-sibling somewhere.
Okay, so let's play this out. All right, let's say you do, and you find that you have a half-sibling somewhere.
Mm-mm.
What's the big deal?
I don't know.
Nothing's gonna, in your life is going to change.
Yes, it has changed, really? Because now I know this information that there's somebody else out there with my part of my DNA that's, like, and now that my dad is no longer with us and he's gone, and that could be, it would open such a huge can of worms, and I don't like worms.
But gives you a chance to go to Vietnam, which is supposed to be a beautiful country.
You know, what's going to suck, though, is when Jimmy's older and dating, what if Jimmy meets someone and you don't realize that person is son or the daughter
of
your half-sibling?
Yep. What a creepy
Hallmark
movie.
Weirder
things have happened.
He ends up hooking up with his, it would be...
What would it be? Cousin. It would be a cousin.
Yeah.
A half-cousin.
Yep. And it's your fault.
You got to look at it, though, as like a cup half full. You just hit the organ lottery. Like, if you need a transplant, that's another person, another go-to person.
Sounds like that woman in Vietnam hit the organ lottery.
You're not selling it.
At all.
You're not selling it. And this is coming from a woman whose dad had a liver transplant. You're not selling it.
Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. So, I did the DNA test, and I will not regret doing it because it opened up a lot of deadlines for me. But I did find out that my great-great-grandmother was adopted, and that's been the hardest thing to find more information out about her adopted family. And then my grandfather has a sister that no one knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all these people just floating out there.
Yeah, we had assumed that my great-grandfather had passed away, but no, he left and had two other families, and one sister my grandfather had. So I have an aunt that I never knew, and I still don't know. And then my ex-husband and I were, because we were in a small town, we were third cousins.
Okay.
DNA.
Okay.
Yeah, I see your wheels turning. You want to do this phone or next? How did you end up dating somebody you were related to and you didn't know it?
Accidentally?
Yes.
Yes, that would be fun. All right, Candace, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. And she pretty much sold your point right there.
Yeah, she did. So you know what? I'm just going to keep my spit in my mouth. You're welcome.
I'm at it.
Get it? The Burt Show.